This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. U.S. auto sales have been a little meh this past month. Consumer demand isn't what it once was, and a rise in interest rates may push car payments higher. About 17 million cars will likely be sold in the U.S. this year. About a third are leased, the rest are purchased. But there's a new option for drivers in this age of Netflix and meal kit boxes: car subscriptions. KPCC's Sue Carpenter explains.
This is a Ford Focus, and it's the hatchback model.
Los Angeles resident Jeremy Irvine is showing me the car he's been driving for the last 5 months. He doesn't own it. He isn't leasing. He subscribes to his car for $427 per month with a service called Canvas, which is owned by Ford.
I figured out at 38 years old that I'm not a car person.
Irvine is one of a small but growing number of people who need a car but would rather not own one. So they're subscribing, paying a monthly fee to access a variety of vehicles they can change up when they want. The flat fee varies depending on the company from about $400 per month to as much as $3,700 and usually includes maintenance, insurance, roadside assistance, pickup, and drop-off. In most cases, these services are run by the car companies themselves, with vehicles they also make, and they operate only in select markets. Instead of locking drivers into a 3-year lease or an even longer-term purchase, most car subscriptions can be ended at any time. If you've never heard of car subscriptions, you're in good company.
I'd say the market's tiny today.
That's David Liniotto with Cox Automotive. His company is part owner of a vehicle subscription service for multiple car brands called FlexDrive that will be available in 23 cities by the end of this year.
Today I see vehicle subscription in the 100 to 150,000 range, and I see it growing in the next 12 to 18 months into the millions.
Cadillac was one of the first companies to offer car subscriptions. Book by Cadillac started in November 2017 and now gives drivers in LA, New York, and Dallas access to a selection of caddies and the option to exchange them up to 18 times per year. Melody Lee is global director for Cadillac subscription service.
We felt it was really important to offer another way to access a luxury vehicle.
That's at a price tag of $1,800 per month.
Easily the number one downside to a subscription is the cost.
That's Rebecca Lindland, an executive analyst with Kelley Blue Book.
Flexibility comes at a price.
But Melody Lee of Cadillac says people are looking for that kind of flexibility.
Today's more traditional methods are financing and leasing, but we felt that in looking at the landscape of other industries and the way that consumers are choosing to access products and services, subscription is one that seems to be very popular.
In other words, just as people subscribe to movies through Netflix, they can now use and insure and exchange a car without owning it. And owning a car costs too. The American Automobile Association estimates it costs American drivers an average of $706 per month for a new vehicle, including things like depreciation, maintenance, and fuel. In Los Angeles, I'm Sue Carpenter for Marketplace.